Tonight is Chav Gimel Adar. Chav Gimel Adar, number one, is the first day of the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, the 7 days of inauguration leading to Hakamas HaMishkan, which took place Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the second year, Kimavur, in this week's parasha, Pekudei. It is also the yard site of the Chedushei Harim, Zechus HaYagin Aleinu. This Shabbos is a very, very great Shabbos for many reasons. Number one, it's Shabbos. Number two, it's Vayakel Pekudei and the completion of an entire Sefer of Chumash, Shabbos Chazak, which Sefer Shemois is referred to by the Ramban and many as the Sefer HaGeula. So this week we complete the Sefer HaGeula, which corresponds to the Geula that we are anticipating. And every year as we near Chodesh Nisan, of which Chazal tell us will be the Geula, Chodesh HaGeula, the Nisan Asid and Ligoel. In fact, this year there's a special remez to that, because B'Nisan Asid and Ligoel is B'Gematria Tovshin Ayin. This year, Tovshin Ayin is B'Gematria B'Nisan Asid and Ligoel. And every year, as we approach Nisan, a Yid is Mitzapel Yeshua, as it says in Shir Hashirim, which is the Megillah that we start learning after Megillas Esther, preparing for Pesach. The Koil HaToyer Nishma Be'Artzeinu HaNitzonim Niru Ba'oretz Eis HaZomir Higia. The Koil HaToyer Nishma Be'Artzeinu, which is referring to Chodesh Nisan, the weather begins to change. HaGeshem Cholaf Holachloi, the rain season is past. The birds are chirping. The Koil HaToyer Nishma Be'Artzeinu, as Chazal and Rashi bring down here, that it's the awakening every year, the Hesairus, for the Geula, which is supposed to take place in Chodesh Nisan. It is also this week Parshas HaChodesh, the fourth and final parsha of the four parashiyos, beginning with Shkolim, continuing with Zohar and Parah last week, and now HaChodesh, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, which is referring to Chodesh Nisan, that Nisan is now the beginning. For Klal Yisrael, this is the beginning. For the world, the beginning is Bereshis, the beginning is Tishrei. For the Am Yisrael, it's Nisan. And every year, in a Shana Pshuta, I'll call upon him, we make the transition from Adar to Nisan by Yakel Pekudei. Vayakel Pekudei is the Shabbos that takes us from Adar to Nisan, from Purim to Pesach. And halachically, we're supposed to start learning the halachas of Pesach on Purim itself. And as mentioned, Purim and Pesach, although they're opposites in a way, they're intertwined. The whole Nes of Purim happened on Pesach. Sudas Esther was on Pesach. Many have a minute to have Sudas Esther, the second Seder. Purim is the time we start preparing for Pesach. So the two are connected. Both are Geula, as the Gemara says, Mismach Geula LeGeula. On the one hand, Purim is higher than Pesach, because Purim is Adar LaYoda, while Pesach is when we begin, we start. A Yid begins, a Yid first recognizes Hashem on Pesach. That's when HaTinoik, Ein HaTinoik Yodea Likrois Abba Acha Toim Tam Dogon, according to the opinion that the Eitz Hadas was a kernel of wheat, which the wheat that we eat, the matzah that we eat, is a tikkun for the Chet Eitz Hadas. Because Eitz HaDa'as is Toivara, while the Matzah brings us to L'Da'as Es Hashem. But Matzah is also referred to as Meichla de Mehemenusa. It's the Meichel of Emuna, which Emuna is L'Maila Min HaDa'as. So at the same time that the Matzah that we eat brings us to a greater knowledge in Avodas Hashem, greater knowledge of Hashem, Da'as Hashem Elokei Avicha Ve'Avdehu, as the Pasuk says, nevertheless, Matzah is Emunah, which Emunah is higher than Da'as. So Pesach is intertwined. Pesach is a fusion of Da'as and Lamaila Min HaDa'as. So on the one hand, Purim is higher, but on the other hand, the Geula of Pesach is greater than the Geula of Purim. Because Purim, Akati Avdi de Achashverish Anan. We were still slaves to Achashverish, which is why we don't say Hallel on Purim. On Pesach, not only we say Hallel, we say it even by night. And even those who don't say it after Ma'ariv, everyone says it by the Seder. There is no night on Pesach, there's no Choshech, there's no Laila, Laila Kayom Yo'ir. And the night of Pesach, Leil Shimurim, Meshuma Rubam and Amazikin, although every night is an Esakana, the night of Pesach is not, like La'asad Lavai, Omar Shoimer, Asad Boiker, there is no Laila. So Purim we start preparing for Pesach, but the transition between Purim and Pesach is also between Adar and Nisan, and between the winter months and the summer months. As the Zohar says that there are the six Chodshei HaChayref beginning with Tishrei, and there are the six Chodshei HaKayetz beginning with Nisan. Both Tishrei and Nisan are beginnings. This Torah starts Bereishis, which is Aleph B'Tishrei, but Chazal tell us that the Torah was supposed to start with HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, which is concerning Nisan, because they're both Reishis. That's why there's a machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yehoshua when the Geula will come. It's either Tishrei or Nisan. The Tishrei Asidin Ligoyal according to Rabbi Yehoshua. The Nisan Asidin Ligoyal according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now that we're holding by Nisan, the Psak Din is the Nisan Asidin Ligoyal. And the fusion between Tishrei and Nisan takes place this Shabbos. Because Vayakal Pekudei is the Shabbos, the two parashiyos Vayakal Pekudei, especially when they're together, as they are this year, connect not only Purim to Pesach and Adar to Nisan, but they connect the entire winter, the entire Chodshei HaChayref, to the Chodshei HaKayetz. They connect Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Tishrei is the month of Ephraim. Ephraim is Elishama ben Amihud, that was the Nasi of Ephraim, from whom Mashiach ben Yosef descends. That Mashiach ben Yosef is a descendant of Ephraim, of Yehoshua ben Nun, or of that family. Yehoshua ben Nun didn't have any sons, so it has to be from that family, from Elishama ben Amihud, who was the Nasi of the Bnei Ephraim. Yosef HaTzadik, Tishrei is Yosef. Nisan is Yehuda. Nisan is the month of Yehuda. Nisan is the month of Nachshon ben Aminadov, who was the Nasi of Bnei Yehuda, who Mashiach comes from. Nachshon begins with Nun Ches Shin, Begematria Mashiach, who will be Mesaka in the Chet of the Nochash, of Nun Ches Shin, which is the Chet Eitz Hadas. So this Shabbos, we connect not only Adar and Nisan and Purim and Pesach, we are connecting two Tkufais Hashanah, Tishrei and Nisan, corresponding to Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben Yehuda, and Mashiach ben David. And we read Vayakel Pekudei. Vayakel begins where Moshe Rabbeinu gathers all of Klal Yisrael. This is right after Chet HaEgel. Rashi tells us it's L'mochros Yoim HaKippurim. So that means Vayakel takes place in Tishrei. Pekudei is in Nisan. The Pekudei talks about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. B'yoim HaChodesh HaRishon Be'echod LaChodesh Hukam HaMishkan Vayhi Bashana HaShenis BaChodesh HaRishon Bashana HaShenis Be'echod LaChodesh Hukam HaMishkan. Clearly, Pekudei is the parasha that deals with Chodesh Nisan, the upcoming Chodesh, where Vayakel takes place right after Yom Kippur. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes down for the third time, where his face is shining, as we just ended Parshas Kisisa, the Smichas HaParshiyos, as Balaturim says, that a person's face on Shabbos shines more than it does during the week. That's the Remez, the Koran Or Ponim to Vayakel Moshe. Chazal also tell us Vayakel Moshe, that Moshe taught Klal Yisrael that they should gather together every Shabbos. And they should be makil kehilois b'Shabbos, and they should learn the halachas of Shabbos, learn the parsha of the week. They should gather together. Shabbos is a time of kehila. So is Purim. Purim is nikhalu ha'yehudim ba'orehem, v'yikohalu ha'yehudim asher b'shushan. In fact, the Koshnet Samag, the Avodah Yisrael, writes that Purim has the same bechina as Shabbos. Kayomim asher nochu bohem ha'yehudim me'oyveihem, v'yonach b'yoyim ha'shvi. That Purim and Shabbos are the same. Purim has the same Kedusha as Shabbos, the Kedusha of Keser, Kemevur in the Svarim, Mor V'Shemesh, Tferes Shloima. That Kedusha of Keser, those who daven Svar, they say Keser by Musaf, which is the high point of the Shabbos, that Kedusha of Keser is the entire day of Purim. The Keser Malchus, that's why the word Keser is found only one place in Tanakh, it's only found in Megillas Esther. Because Purim is the Yom Tov of Keser, Keser Malchus, the Bechina of Shabbos, Nikalu Ayehudim, and so Yom Kippur as well. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosai, and Purim is the Bechina of Yom Kippur.
So after Purim, after Parshas Parah, after Kisisa, we read Vayakel Moshe's Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael. When was that? Rashi says Lemochros Yoim HaKipurim. And what did Moshe teach Klal Yisrael about Shabbos? And what about Shabbos? About the Lamites Melochus, something which we have not learned yet. Shabbos has been mentioned in previous parashas. We read it last week. V'shomru B'nai Yisrael Lesa Shabbos. Shabbos is mentioned in Mishpatim. It's mentioned in Kisisa, Bechor Shabbat Kotzir Tishbois, but nowhere does it talk about the Lamites Melochais. Where does the Torah for the first time speak about 39 specific Melochais here, Dafka here in Parshas Vayakel? By Sevaru Eish Bechol Moshe Vaseichem, Havara Lalav Yotzes, Lachalik Yotzes, Eila Hadavarim, Eila, the different Limudim, how do we know Lamites Melochais? Yerushalmi, Bavli, the word Eila is Begamatria 36, together with the three Oisis is 39. That's one Rem, as the Yerushalmi says. Or Eila, the He is interchangeable with a Ches, so it becomes Aleph Lamed Ches, which is equal to 39. Or as the Balaturim says, the word La'asois is Lamed Tesha, 39. There are 39 words from the word Vayakel to the word Hashabbos at the beginning of Vayakel. This is where the Lamedes Melochus are rooted. And the Lamedes Melochus came about as a result of Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel was a pagam in Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Eidus. Shabbos is the testimony that the Eibushter created the world in 6 days. Shabbos, the whole world was created for Shabbos. Bereishis is Rosh Hashanah, as the Oisius, as it says in Zohar, Yorei Shabbos. The whole purpose of why Hashem created the world is for Shabbos. Soif Maisa B'machshava Techila, as we say in the Lechad Doidi. Why did Hashem create the world? Soif Ma'asa, what's the end of it all? The end of it all is Vayichal Alekim, Vayoyim Hashiri, Malach Ve'asherosa. That's why Hashem created the world. The Machshava Tchila, the initial thought process of a Kaviyachal, of the Eibushter, was Shabbos. So Shabbos is the purpose of it all. Shabbos was violated. The Inyan of Shabbos, which is testimony that Hashem created the world, Achdus Hashem, Eidus, there was a pagam in Shabbos by the Egel. Because the Egel is Pirud, the Egel was and the Gemara tells us Shabbos atones for Avodah Zarah. Shabbos is the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel happened on the 39th day when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. It was Yom Lamites. They thought it was the 40th day, but it was really the 39th day. It's interesting, too, that we know that there are Lamed Tes, there are 39 verbs at the beginning of creation. Vayivra, Vayaas, Vayoymer, altogether there are 39, as the Balaturim says, connected to Lamed Tes, Melochus. Melocha is a curse. Bezeas HaPecha Toich HaLechem is a curse, as a result of Chet Eitz Hadas. On Shabbos there's no Melocha, because on Shabbos it's Me'elei Lomhava, Shabbos is La'asid Lovoi, so Shabbos there's no Melocha. So a Yid is Shoyves, from the Lamites Miloshan Lat. Lat means curse in Aramaic. Melatataya. A Shabbos is the day that a Yid is Shoyves from the Lamites Melochas. There's no Gehenim on Shabbos, as the Zohar says on the Pasuk in this week's parasha, like Sevaru Eish Bechol Moshe Vaseichem, that Hashem says, my fire is extinguished on Shabbos. There's no Gehenim on Shabbos. So you are not to ignite any fires on Shabbos. Even to judge, there's no Dinim on Shabbos. There's no Mishpat on Shabbos, no, those who are Chayiv Misa and Bezin are not judged on Shabbos. Shabbos is the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. Shabbos, the Lamites Melochus, that's Mesakin, the Chet HaEgel that happened on the Yom HaLamites, on the 39th day after Moshe went up to Har Sinai. Eile HaDevarim, Eile, it starts with Eile. Klal Yisrael said, Eile Elohecha Yisrael. Shabbos, Eila HaDevarim, this is the tikkun for the Eila Elohecha Yisrael. Shabbos, a Yid connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally, to Bereishis, to the root, to the source, which is Yorei Shabbos. And that is Zeichet to a Mechila and a Kapara. Shabbos is Oisius Toshev, as the Svarim say. Toshev means do tshuva. Shabbos is tshuva. Tshuva Kodma La'olam. That means tshuva was already there, the Machshava Techila, when Hashem first creates the world. The initial thought was tshuva, that Klal Yisrael will be able to do tshuva. Before any chet, Hashem already prepares the remedy, he prepares tshuva, which is Shabbos. Shabbos is the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. So right after Chet HaEgel, Vayakel Moshe's Kladas B'nai Yisrael, and he teaches them about Shabbos, but about the Lamed Tes Melochus, Shmiras Shabbos. the Azhara, the Lav, the Shomer, that's Misakein, the Vayikohel Ha'om al Aharon. It says the people gathered over Aharon. There was a Kehila of Le'umazah. To be Misakein, the Kehila of Le'umazah, Vayakel Moshe is called Aspen Yisrael. Moshe gathers all of Klal Yisrael and tells them that every Shabbos they should gather together. Yidin should be together by Shalosh Shudas. Seudah Shlishis of Shabbos is Yadua, Kemavur in Svarim, Sidurah Shal Shabbos, and other Svarim, that the Seudah Shlishis of Shabbos, that is the high point, that's the summit of the Shabbos, which is called Ra'ava de Ra'avin, which Ra'ava de Ra'avin in Hebrew means the Ratzain of Ratzain. It is a time of, Shabbos itself is an Ace Ratzain, and the Seudah Shlishis, the third Seudah that we eat, which normally in most communities it's eaten in a pchina of kehila. There's a kehila. Everyone gets together. Most people don't get together to eat the Friday night suda. Everyone eats it at home. We don't get together to eat the day suda. Everyone eats it privately. But suda shlishis, the minhag in most mekaymis, is that everyone gets together. There's a kehila. Vayakel Moshe. There's a gathering of Yidden at the last moments of the Shabbos, in the waning moments when Shabbos is about to leave. And right after that comes Seudasa de David Malka Mashiach. We go from Shalosh Shudas to Mashiach. We go from Seudah Shlishis to the Seudah of the regular Revi of David HaMelech, which is Seudas David Malka Mashiach. And perhaps we could say, Vayakel is Shalosh Shudas. Pekudei is Malava Malka. Vayakel is Adar. Vayakel is connected to Adar, which is the last month of the unit of time beginning with Tishrei. Vayakel is Machros Yom HaKippurim and Chodesh Tishrei, which ends with Adar. Adar is the last month when we start from Tishrei. In that unit. Then there's from Nisan to Elul. Others count it differently. They'll say Adar is the last when you count from Nisan, or Elul is the last when you count from Tishrei. But perhaps we could say, based on that, what Zayar says, that there are two units of time, the Chodesh HaKayitz and the Chodesh HaChayiv. So from Tishrei to Adar is one unit of time, and from Nisan to Elul is another. So the unit of time beginning with Tishrei ends with Adar. So Adar is the Shalosh Shudas of time. Adar is Rosh HaTevis, Rava the Ravin Ishtakach, as the Svarim say, which those three words, Rava the Ravin Ishtakach, are referring to Shalosh Shudas, the Seudah Shlishis of Shabbos, what everyone gathers together. That's why there was such a stress and emphasis during the time of Purim, that Yidden gather together. Nikalu Ayehudim, Vayikohalu Ayehudim, Lech Knoises Kol Ayehudim. Like Vayakel Moshe, that's Adar. And Adar is the end of the year, the end of the Golus. When Golus comes to an end, Yidden are Be'achtus. And in the Schus of the Achtus, and the Schus of the Vayakel, we're Zoicha to the Geula. The Schus of Purim brings us to Pesach. Vayakel takes us to Pekudei Miloshen, Pokoi Pokaditi, Pekudei Miloshen Zikaroin, Koil Doidi Doifek. Doifek is the same letters as Pekudei. And then we come to Chodesh Nisan. Pekudei talks about Nisan. It talks about Hakamas HaMishkan, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Which Hakamas HaMishkan, that's the metaphor, the marshal to Beis HaMikdash. The Hakamas HaMishkan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is what's going to happen Bizman HaGeula, Bayis HaShlishi. The Bayis HaShlishi will be, as the Chassam Sofer writes, that the Bayis HaShlishi will be built in Nisan. The Chanukas HaBayis will be in Chodesh Marcheshvan, as it says in Yalkut Shemayni, but the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be in Chodesh Nisan. The same, the Chassam Sofer says, will be concerning Mechias HaMolek. Mechias HaMolek, he says, will be Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, which is this man of Bittul Chameitz, Biur Chameitz, that's when Hashem gets rid of his Chameitz. Sreifas Chometz, Tashbisu. Tashbisu is Begematria Sreifas Chometz. And in the second Sefer Torah that we take out this week, we read about the mitzvah of Tashbisu, which is getting rid of the Chometz. Tashbisu is Begematria Sreifas Chometz. Tashbisu is Begematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When we get rid of the Chometz, which is Amalek, who is the Koifer in Achdus Hashem, we are Zoicha to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is Pesach. Pesach is the first of the Yomim Tovim, the Kriyashma Shel Shachrus, the Yom Tov of Avraham Avinu, the first Yid. But at the same time, Pesach is the Zman of the Geula, which will be at the end. No, it's Seifan B'Tchilosan, U'Tchilosan B'Seifan. What started in Nisan will end in Nisan. It started, Brisbane Abisarim was in Nisan, Most of the events concerning Avraham Avinu were in Nisan. The Melchemes Dalad Malachim were in Nisan. The Geula will be in Nisan. Bayis Shlishi will be in Nisan. Bechias HaMolek will be in Nisan. Minoy Melech, as it says, will be in Nisan. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah Be'echad, the Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Limalachim, Lamalche Yisrael. Malche Yisrael count their years in Nisan. As we see by Shlaima HaMelech, and as will be with Melech HaMashiach, it'll be in Nisan. Nisan is the Chaydesh of Geula. Nisan is the Chaydesh of David HaMelech. Nisan is the Chaydesh of Malchus Beis David. Malchus Shebe Malchus. As the Pasuk says here, B'yayim HaChaydesh HaRishon Be'echad LaChaydesh, referring to Rosh Chaydesh Nisan. B'yayim HaChaydesh HaRishon Be'echad LaChaydesh is B'gematria Malchus Shebe Malchus. Malchus in its purity, pure Malchus. Pekude, therefore, is associated with the Geula. And that's why, perhaps, Pekude does not start with a Vav. It's Yadua that most parashiyos in Chumash begin with a Vav, especially when we have a double parasha. Vayakel Pekude, it should be Ve'ele Pekude HaMishkan. Most parashiyos begin with a Vav, because most parashiyos are one continuation. One parasha continues into the next parasha. Very rarely do we have, except Bereshis, of course, which is the beginning. Most parashiyos, even the beginning of a sefer, like Vayikra starts with a vav, Ve'ela Shemai starts with a vav, Bamidbar starts with a vav. Devarim does not, because Mishnah Torah is a separate entity. But why does Pekudei begin without a vav? Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, because Pekudei is the Geula Shleima. Pekudei is Keneged, the Geula of the Bayis HaShlishi. It's a totally new beginning, totally cut off from all the previous parashas. It's the 23rd parasha of Chumash. The 23rd, because in order to reach the level of Geula, we have to come on to the number Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel is the number associated with Lamayla Min HaTeva, as we see in the Megillah, that on the 23rd of Sivan, that's when the second letters went out, that led to the V'nahapoichu Asher Yishlechu HaYehudim, Chav Gimel. What's the first day of the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim? Really, the Shmoinas Yimei HaMiluim? Chav Gimel Adar. And the parasha that is associated with the Geula is Pekudei, which is the 23rd parasha. The reason for this is Klal Yisrael violated the Chav Beis Oisiyos HaTorah. There are 22 letters in the Aleph Beis. And just like we find by the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, in order to be Zoichet to the number 13, which 13 is higher than this world, because this world was created with Yud Beis. Yud Beis Gevulei Alachsan, Yud Beis Shvatim, Yud Beis Chodoshim. We have to come on to a higher number in order to be Zeichet, in order to wipe out all the Chatoyim, we have to go to a higher number, which is Yud Gimel. Like there's a 13th month, which is also Adar Sheni, as will be next year. There's a 13th Shevet Levi, which was designated as the Shevet after Chet HaEgel. And so too, there are 22 Oisiyos of the Aleph Beis, and when Klal Yisrael violate the 22 Oisiyos in order to be Zeichet to be able to return, to be able to start over again, we have to reach a higher number. That's the number 23, Chav Gimel. It's Yadua that they wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash on Ein Etam. Ein Etam, it says, is 23 Amos higher than Har HaMoriah. That's where originally Shmuel and David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. And perhaps the reason they wanted to build it there was because it's 23 amos higher than Har HaMoriah, and it's the highest place in Eretz Yisrael. But they were told that it has to be on the shoulders, Uben Ksefav Shochein, so they had to lower it 23 amos from Ein Etam. Maybe La'asid Lavai, B'derech Efshe, perhaps we could say, where its Pasuk says that the third bias will be on the Rosh of Kol Hehorim, perhaps Har HaMoriah will move up 23 amos. Maybe we could say such a thing. I'll do your other name. Vayakel Pekudei. So Vayakel Pekudei is a fusion. It's a ichud of the Chadashim of Tishrei and the Chadashim of Nisan. Vayakel leads to Pekudei. Achtus. Vayakel is Achtus. Kohol. We find by the Korban Pesach for the first time, Klal Yisrael are referred to as a Kohol. V'shachatu oisai kol kehal adas Yisrael. So this Shabbos, not only we read Vayakhel, we also read how Klal Yisrael, for the first time in Chodesh Nisan, are referred to as a kohol, and they're also referred to as an eder, kehal adas Yisrael. Dabruel kol adas Yisrael. As it says over here, Vayakhel Moshe is called adas. Adas is oisai's da'as. by the Egel, the sin of the Egel affected their da'as. Lo yodanu mehoyoloi. They fell from Adala Yoda to Yoda. They went down a madrega. Ein deo yisei en shofai, says the Gemara says. No two people think alike. Vayakel Moshe is called Adas b'nei Yisrael. Moshe gathers all the deos, all the edos, all the deos. And at the beginning of Pekudei we read, Eile Pekudei ha-mishkan mishkan ha-edos, which edos here written without a vav is also the same letters as das, the same letters as Adas. Edos, as Rashi says, there's edos, there's testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael for the Chet Ha'egel because Hishra Shechinosoi b'neihem. The Shechina has returned. The Shechina came back. The Shechina that left as a result of Chet Ha'egel returned when the Mishkan was put up. Klal Yisrael were poigame in the Bechina of Edos. Edus of Shabbos, and also the Edus of the Luchais. The Luchais are referred to as Luchais HaEdus. In fact, the Pasuk right before the Echet HaEgel, which is last week's parasha, begins, Vayitein el Moshe kechaloisai ledaber itai b'har Sinai shnei Luchais HaEdus. The two Luchais are referred to as Edus, because in the Luchais, there's Edus that Klal Yisrael accepted the mitzvahs that are written in them. And the same thing in Parshas Pekudei, the Pasuk reiterates later where it talks about the actual Akomas HaMishkan and it talks about the Oroin. It says, Vayikach Vayitein es Ha'edus el Ha'oroin. He put the Edus into the Oroin. Vayosech al Aroin Ha'edus. Rashi says, Ha'edus Haluchos. The Luchos were broken. There was a Pegam in the Edus, in the Luchos. The Luchos were broken because Klal Yisrael violated. Klal Yisrael were poigam in this bechina of edus. They were false witnesses. As the Gemara says, if a person puts on tefillin and does not say kriyashma, or a person says kriyashma without tefillin, it says ki'ilu meyud edus sheker ba'atzma. He's an eid sheker. If he's not wearing tefillin and he says ukshatam lo'isal yodecha v'hoyu l'taytav his b'nei necha, so he's like he's testifying falsely because he's not wearing the tefillin of what he's talking about. He's talking about tefillin and he's not wearing them. Klal Yisrael were Eidei Sheker by the Egel. By the Egel, they were Poigem in this Bechina of Eidus. After the Hakamas HaMishkan, to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is back with Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has returned to Klal Yisrael and is willing to take Klal Yisrael back, the Torah refers to the Mishkan as Mishkan HaEidus, which Eidus, as Rashi says here, is Eidus LiYisrael Shavita Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Maisa HaEgel. And we receive a new set of luchais ha'edus. We receive a new set of tablets that testify that Hashem has given us, that Hashem has given us another chance. This second chance is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the day that the Mishkan was put up. That's the day that the Shechina returns after leaving for so long. It returns Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's interesting because Rosh Chodesh Nisan, according to Rabbi Eliezer, was also the day that Adam Rishon was created. It's the day of Vayechal Elohim es Yoim HaShavi, Vayechal Elohim Bayoim HaShavi, which really means Hashem completed the world on the sixth day of creation, going into Shabbos, the day of Brias Adam HaRishon, Vayechulu HaShemayim V'Horetz V'Chol Tzivon, Vayechal Elohim Bayoim HaShavi. Right after the Bria, there's a Vayechal. Adam was created on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Adam sinned on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and did tshuva on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a day of tshuva, just as Rosh Hashanah is. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah. So Aleph B'Tishrei and Aleph B'Nisan are related. Both are the beginning, both are days of Reishis, and both are days of tshuva. It's interesting that the Tziruf Shem Havaya, the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Nisan, is Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Ha'oretz, which is Hashem's name straight. The Tziruf Shem Havaya of Tishrei is the Soifei Teva, is the last letters of the phrase Vayiru Oysa Sorei Faroi, as the Arizal says. The Pella is that Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Ha'oretz is Begematria exactly Vayiru Oysa Sorei Paroi. Nisan and Tishrei are one and the same. Tishrei is the Avodah of Baalei Tshuva. Nisan is the Avodah of Tzadikim. That's what it originally was. The first Nisan, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were like Tzadikim. They were Tinoikos. They just started. However, the next year they weren't tzaddikim anymore because of the Chet HaEgel. So then Rosh Chodesh Nisan became another beginning of Fabali Tshuva, the day that the Mishkan was put up. Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We find at the end of Pekudei that the Torah uses very similar expressions as it does at the beginning of Bereshis. The beginning of Bereshis says, Vayichal Elohim Bayom HaShavi. Here it says, Vayichal Moshe Es HaMelocha. Vayichal Moshe Es HaMelocha is Begematria Bereshis. Moshe completed the Melocha of the Mishkan, and now the Klal Yisrael were back in the beginning of time. They were back to Bereshis. There was zeicher to a tshuva, to anoichi, anoichi, who meicher fisho'echa l'ma'ani, as it says in Yeshaya, which is the Haftarah of Vayikra, which is always read in Nisan. Vayichal Moshe es hamalachas begematria anoichi, anoichi, who meicher fisho'echa l'ma'ani. We also find here, Vayivorech oisam Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu blesses Klal Yisrael after he sees the complete Mishkan, the same like we find after the completion of the world, Vayivorech Elohim Vayoyim Hashivi, Hashem benches the world. Vayar Moshe es kol hamalacha. It says at the beginning of creation, Vayar Elohim, Hashem sees. Hashem, Vayar Elohim es kol hashar osavinei toiv moid. Hakamas HaMishkan is Bereshis, because it's a new beginning. Just like there were Lamates Melochas in the creation of the world, there are Lamates Melochas in the building of the Mishkan. That's why we have Lamates Melochas. Keneged, the Melochas that were in the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the creation of the world all over again. As the Ramah writes in one of his Sfarim, Taras HaOila, I believe, that every chelik of the Mishkan corresponds to a part in the human body and to a part in the universe. It's the recreation of the world. The world is being recreated. Except this time, we're the ones who are creating it. As the Gemara says in Megillah, Godel Yoim Hakamas Hamishkan Kemaase Shamayim Va'oretz Vayhi Bayam Hashmini Vayhi Erev Vayhi Vayke Yoim Echad. The Gemara Chazal equate the construction of the Mishkan to the creation of the world. The creation of the world was in Bereshis. The creation of the construction of the Mishkan, the creation of the world is in Tishrei, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's in Nisan. And the Hakamas HaMishkan is in Nisan. What's interesting too is, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Bereshis was Chof Hei Adar, which is this week, 2 days. Chof Hei Adar. And when was it completed? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Here's the fusion of Adar and Nisan. The same thing with the Mishkan. The Mishkan was first put up Chav Gimel Adar, tonight. When was it completed? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Adar and Nisan are connected, just as they were at the beginning of creation. Chav Hei Adar was Bereshis, Brias Adam Arishon was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We find another interesting Achdus in this week's parasha, and that is between Betzalel and Oholiyav. Betzalel and Oholiyav together were the ones that Moshe Rabbeinu ordered to build the Mishkan. Betzalel was from Yehuda, from the greatest of the Shvatim. As Rashi brings here in Vayakel, Chur b'noshel Miriam hoya. The Oholiyav mishevet don min hayerudin shebeshvatim mibnei hashvachos. Oholiyav was from the descendant of the tribe of Don, from the lowest of the tribes, from the children of the maidservants. V'hishvehu hamokim l'mlechas l'betzalel l'mlechas hamishkan. The Torah equates Hashem tells Moshe that to him, Oholiyav is the same like Bezalel. Don is like Yehuda. The Kehila of the entire Klal Yisrael. Rashi brings a pasuk of Leinech Hashoya Lifnei Dol, just like we have Heoshi Lo Yarbe V'Hadal Lo Yamet. There's no distinction. All of Klal Yisrael are united, are together. From the top to the bottom, when it came to the construction of the Mishkan, it was Bezalel with Oholiyav, although one was from Yehuda and one was from Dun. And we are now completing the Machane Dun. Because Adar is the last month of the last 3 months of the year, counting from Nisan, which is Teves Shvat Adar, which is Dun, Osher, and Naphtali. This is called the Machane Dun, the Ma'asef L'chol HaMachanois. So it ends with Adar, and it prepares us for Nisan, which is the month of Yehuda. Adar, Nisan, is like Oholiyav with Bezalel. Purim, which was the Yom Tov for the Acharis Jews, Acharis Begematria Haman Dan Amadosah HaAgogi, Haman who started up with the Acharis Jews, Mitzvah number 619, Begematria Acharis, as it says in Tzvila Tzadik, from the Blue Shiva, that Acharis, the word Acharis is equal to 619. The Purim is Mitzvah number 619, or 620 Oisyas, and the Asaris HaDibrais, 620th is Chanukah, 619th is Purim. So Purim is for the Acharis, and Pesach is the Reishis. Pesach is the beginning. So the Acharis, Achashvei Reish, Acharis, Reishis, Shaloi, the connection of Acharis and Reishis, which is Purim and Pesach. That even those who are on the, those who were on the bottom, those who were the Acharis, are now connected to the Reishis. Vayakel Pekudei. Vayakel Pekudei together. That's the fusion, the Ichud, the unity of the two Zmanim of the year. Of the Rosh and the Seif, of the Seif and the Rosh, of Adar and Nisan. And especially this year, that we are laning Vayakel Pekudei in the time of the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, in the time of Brias HaOilam. Because this Shabbos is Chav Zayin Adar, which Chav Zayin Adar is one of the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, and at the same time, it's also one of Sheishas Yemei Bereshis. It's all together. It's the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim and the Brias HaOilam at once, which happens every year, but it happens to be that the Shabbos, Vayakel Pekudei, is in the midst of the Yemei HaMiluim and the Yemei HaBria, showing us that the Bria and the Miluim, the Bria and the Hakamas HaMishkan are one and the same, and that a Yid has the Koyach to reconstruct himself. Every person now is Zoyche to his Chatshus. Last Shabbos was Purah, which Purah is Tahara. Tahara comes first. That's Purim, Meira Dachya, Dachya Miloshin Dechi, which means Tahara, Psachya Al-Hakinen, Mordechai was the one who was Metahir Klal Yisrael. Tahara is first, then comes Hischatrus. First we say, Leif Tohoir Brali Eloikim, then Veruach Nochain Chadesh Bekirbi. So first comes Leif Tohoir, that's Pura. Pura Aduma brings about Tahara, that was Leah Shabbos. And now comes Chadesh. Rishayin hulachem lechotshei hashanim. The whole concept of Rosh Chodesh, which is the idea of Hischatrus, begins in Nisan. Nisan is, the entire Nisan is considered one long Rosh Chodesh kiyadua. Rishayin hulachem lechotshei hashanah. It's Chodesh is elachem, Rosh Chodesh. That every day of Nisan is the bechina of Rosh Chodesh. B'yayim ha-chodesh ha-rishayin be'echod la-chodesh. The whole Chodesh ha-rishayin is one, is like Echad LaChodesh. The entire Chodesh HaRishon, Svarim say, the entire Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodesh. Which the concept of Rosh Chodesh was only given to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are compared to the Levana. Yisrael Nimshalu Levana. Esther was compared to the Levana. According to the Gemara, it says Esther, Miloshan star, Esther, star. Esther is the Levana. No, Esther is like Yehoshua ben Nun. It says Pnei Yehoshua Kipnei Levana. Moshe was the Chama, Yehoshua is the Levana. And Purim, we start preparing for Nisan, for Pesach, in which we were zoich in the Chodesh Nisan, to this concept of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is begamatria David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, which is why we say every Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Levana, we say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. David's Malchus was compared to the Levana. Malchus beis David ki yoreach yikoin oilam voed, as it says in Tehillim, Kapitel Peitez. Rosh Chodesh, the Sudas Rosh Chodesh we find in Tanakh was observed by the kings, by the Malchei Beis David. David and Yehoinason, many will be saying the Haftorah, no, not this week, but when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh fall out at the same time, we say the Haftorah either of Hashemayim Kisi, and if Rosh Chodesh is also Sunday, we add Vayomer Yehoinason, Vayomer Mocher Chodesh, Kinefkadita, that we see in that Haftorah, we see that David, Shaul HaMelech as well, was Noyheg to have a Su'udah on Rosh Chodesh. Many tzaddikim are noyeg to have every Rosh Chodesh a Su'udah, because they are the Bechina of David. Rosh Chodesh is connected with La'asad Lavai. Rosh Chodesh is connected with Malchus Beis David, which Nisan is the Chodesh of Malchus Beis David, the Chodesh of the Geula. And for the first time, we read in Parshas Pekudei, we read that Hakomas HaMishkan, which is the first, really, of all the future Batei Mikdashos. The first one was the Mishkan She'asa Moshe. And the first Mishkan, down to the last, which is the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. The first Mishkan, the Torah tells us here, was put up B'yoyim HaChodesh HaRishon Be'echad LaChodesh. V'ahi B'chodesh HaRishon B'ashana HaShenes Be'echad LaChodesh Hukam HaMishkan. Eile Pekude HaMishkan Mishkan HaEdis. As Rashi says over here, the word HaMishkan, Mishkan, is a remes to Shnei Batei Mikdashos shenis mashken b'shnei churbon and avodin sein shel Yisrael. Mishkan miloshen mashken, that every base mikdash that was destroyed was a mashken for Klal Yisrael. So we see that the base hamikdash is related to the mishkan. The mishkan is related to the base hamikdash. Mishkan is called mikdash. Mikdash is called mishkan. And therefore, Pekudei, which does not start with an aleph, is a parsha by itself. It's the last parsha of Sefer Shemais, which is Sefer HaGeula, corresponding to the last Geula, the Geula HaAmitus VaHashleima, which ends, Pekudei ends with Ki Anan Hashem Al Hamishkan Yoimam VeEshtihi Alayla Boy, that the cloud of Hashem, the Shechina, rests again among Klal Yisrael. The Shechina comes down to earth. The whole purpose of why Hashem created the world, Hashem created the world in order that he should rest in this world, that it should be a dira b'tachtoinim. That dira occurred, that dwelling place, the time that Hashem made this world his dwelling place, was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Mishkan was put up. When will it be kavua? When will it be permanent? When will it be forever? That will be after the Bayis HaShlishi is built, which the Bayis HaShlishi, according to the Chasam Sofer, will be built in Chodesh Nisan. There come arayas to that. As the Leiv Simcha, who's an amical of the Chiddushei Horim, his yahrzeit is tonight, was merames that in the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about Antes Zayin Nisan, Yoim Hanaf Kulay Oser, and the Gemara says, why? Because Shema Yibona Beis HaMikdash, that's the source that we learn out in the Gemara in Sukkah and in other places, that the Beis HaMikdash will be built in an instant. Shema Yibona Beis HaMikdash could happen so fast, and because of that, Yoim Hanaf is Oser, says the Leiv Simcha, whose birthday, incidentally, was Tes Zayin Nisan. On that day, says the Leiv Simcha, that's a remez that the Beis HaMikdash will be built in Nisan. It'll be built that time. That's the time for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Kimavur in the Gemara. That's the remez from the Gemara that it'll be built at that time. So we should, this Shabbos, which is such a packed Shabbos, Vayakel Pekudei, Shabbos Chazak, Parshas HaChodesh, Shabbos Mevorchim Nisan. This is the Shabbos that connects Adar to Nisan, Purim to Pesach, the first part of the year to the second part of the year, Mashiach ben Yosef to Mashiach ben David, Shalashudis to Malava Malka, the end of Golis to the beginning of the Geula. Vayakel perhaps is a remez to the Soif HaGolis. Vayakel is Ikfas of the Mashiach. Ikfas of the Mashiach, we have to be, what is the Zahiris in Ikfas of the Mashiach in Vayakel, that everyone has to be together. We have to all unite, despite our differences, and unite together, and be Nizar in Shabbos, in Ashmiras Shabbos, by Yakel, and that's going to bring us to Pekudei, that's going to bring us to the Pakoid Yifkoid, to the Geula, which we all hope will be Nesh Hashem, this Chodesh Nisan, it's about time, this Chodesh Nisan of Tav Shin Ayin, Begamatria, Benisan Asin Ligoyel, we should talk about Zoyche to the Geula, and to the Hischachus, to the total Hischachus, Achodesh Hazel Lachem, Achodesh Hazel Lachem, is Begamatria, Mashiach Ben David. We should be Zoyche Taka to his Galus of Mashiach ben David in this world where the entire world should see V'yotza Chaitim Begeza Yishai, which is also Begematria Tav Shin Ayin. V'yotza Chaitim Begeza Yishai, which will be the Haftarah that we're going to be reading Achron Shal Pesach, referring to Melech HaMashiach. We should all be Zoyche B'sechezena Einenu, Melech B'yofya Techezena Einenu. We should see with our own eyes. B'shuvcha L'tzioin B'rachamim. We should be Zoyche to be Makriv, the carbon Pesach in the Bayis HaShlishi together with the Parah Aduma, the Noichal Shua Min HaZvachim and Min HaPsachim and B'Shana Zu Mamash.